Woo!
No coach is best coach.
All right, what is up, everyone? Welcome back. Been a minute since, like early August. Just been, you know, doing life and whatnot. Little ball, little this, little that. But I'm glad to have you back. Just wanted to get you a cast as we're kind of winding down the end of the year. Kind of talk about where things are at, where I'm at, what I want to do going forward. So that being said, rolling this technically Twisted Tuesday at like 3 a.m. because I couldn't really sleep. Just wanted to touch base with everyone after Nationals, just say congratulations to all teams on their finishes at Nationals. It's kind of a rough year for Nebraska teams at Nationals, but hey, can't win them all. We just win more than most other areas, so keep at it, everyone, and just keep doing what you're doing. We had, had three teams down at the C National, Oklahoma City. Then I know Wall and Tees went the following weekend for A and B. We'll get into that, both weekends that are a shit show, a little bit later. I know C&M Seamless went to the E up there in Minnesota. I don't think anybody went to D. No, there was a co-ed team that went to Sioux Falls. I know there's U-triple-SA's coming up. I think Twisted Lasers is going down to Florida, so good luck to you boys. Safe travels and do what you got to do. But overall, 2021 season winding down. Pretty good ball played this year. Just kind of winging this. Didn't really have any notes. I just kind of wanted to go off the top of my head and out of my heart. So that being said, really just kind of letting you know where I'm at, really over USA softball in general. As I've said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You all do what you want to do. I don't have a dog in the fight, but I mean, if you want to, you know, you want to gripe to me, hey, Jake, what about this, this, and this? I've spoken my piece, you know where I stand, and I'm going to start speaking with my wallet and my time, and I hope all of you do as well. If you feel that you're not getting what you should be getting or the kind of tournament you're expecting to get, whether it's state, $380 for a three-game guarantee where Pioneer and Bow Elevator ended up playing each other three times in a five-team pool. Again, just really lacks foresight and thought on their end. Everything's been done the same for years, and they still think it's like 1997. So if that's cool with you, it's cool with you. It's not cool with me. So again, I don't discourage you all from going out there, but I'm not going out there. I do discourage you if you're not happy with either the price or what you're getting. Even if it is about competing with each other, we could do something else. But again, they've tied it into where you got to play state to go on to Nationals, or else you got to buy a spot in another national that doesn't even happen in order to. So, you know, it's all just becoming a racket anymore, and I really don't care. But, you know, you guys do you. I'm not sitting here looking down on anybody. I'm looking down on the organization that clearly doesn't have the interest of the teams and players in mind. We don't even need to get into the classification issues or lack thereof, classifications or identification of players and teams. One thing I do want to tell you, if you decide to play anything sanctioned, and it's not sandbagging, I'm going to preface this by saying this, but I encourage you, if you're going to get in a car or get on a plane and go out of town to a regionally attended event or even a nationally attended event, take a machine gun to that knife fight. Get your roster in order. You know, that's, you have to do that. But I'm telling you, if you're going to a D, take a C team. If you're going to a C, take a B team, etc. But again, have your roster in order, or if it's USA softball, have a bunch of non-verified people on your team and go have at it, because it's not cheating if it's not a foul. So again, I encourage you all to do the same. I don't care what you do locally. I mean, locally, again, people who run tournaments can do whatever they want. They can say you're in, you're out, it's open, it's E, it's F, it's, you know, Martians from Mars only, whatever y'all want to do. That's totally fine. Get out there, enjoy your passion for the game of slow pitch softball. That's basically where I'm at. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the camaraderie. Get out there and play. Stop worrying about who's in or who's what or who's this, who's that. You know, you get benefit tournaments or whatever, and you got dipshits on there asking what classification it is. Who cares? You're there to benefit a cause, whatever it may be. Sign up or don't sign up. You're not there to win, asshole. You're there to support the cause or the fundraiser, whatever it may be. I mean, shit, you know, didn't end up happening, but Twisted Lasers was going to run a golf fundraiser for their trip to Florida out in York. I should have messaged Sherm. Hey, Sherm, are there any scratch golfers? Stop being an idiot. Get in, get out. Trust me, even if Tees 13 guys or Wall Optical guys or Bow Elevator or, hell, C&M Seamless guys, everyone's there to have fun. Softball is a game. Games are fun. Stop acting like we all treat it like Game 7 of the World Series. Some are way better, well, most are way better than me at the activity and passion that we all share. But you know what? It's all a game. We can laugh. We draw cards to see who's pitching or playing or batting or whatever. That's what benefit tournaments are for. Not balls out, full squad, qualifier, payouts, whatever. Get a clue. Go into something else that's a cash payout, as I previously said before. Bring that machine gun to a knife fight, but for a benefit, shut up and sign up. I mean, I'm over it. And trust me, 90% of the people listening, you're not going to win. Okay? Let's just get that through your head. You are not going to win. I don't care if it's E, D, C, B. You are not penciled in to win. Okay? Especially a fundraiser. Because that's not the point. Nobody cares who wins. You kind of play it out. You know, those who've done it enough, and for those who should experience it more, get out there and realize no one gives a shit that they won. They really don't. It all goes back to the cause. So sign up or don't sign up. Send a donation, whatever it may be. But for something on the official wise, I still say 90% of people listening right now are not going to win. But if you're really trying to win in something that, again, pays cash on a weekend or is points for U-Trip or a qualifier or you're going to Corky's or whatever have you, yeah, do the best you can and see what happens. But as I've said before and I'm saying for the last time, you will get better by getting your ass kicked. Learn from it instead of bitching about it. Period. We're all not that good. We all are out there sharing a passion. Again, there's less than, you know, I'm very thankful for the reach that this podcast has, but I'm talking to the one percenters right now of the guys and gals that are getting on a plane and going somewhere or on a team that has every single thing paid for them. Those are the ones where it's basically a second job. The rest of you, we're all splitting it, man. Like, just throw in your money, show up, run with your friends and teammates, and enjoy the experience. I'm just fucking over it. Obviously, it's early in the morning. I can't get to sleep. Clearly, there's a hook up my ass and it's turned sideways, but it is what it is. But that being said, going forward, the platform, I'm really more focused and more interested in you guys. I want to sit down and talk with you or get you guys on the phone. I've always been leery even about phoners because I'm like, God, I love actually sitting down with somebody, getting a mic in their hand or their face and hearing what they have to say. That's where the platform's going. you got a fundraiser or you got a charity event, I'm happy to do so. You all helped build the reach that I am thankful to have, and it's fascinating how far it reaches. It's humbling, it's strange, it gets into legalities at times where, you know, part of where I've been, I can't even discuss because of things that I've run into. As you all know, I'll skirt around it just because I've always tried to be open and honest with you as I possibly can. I don't monetize this. It's by design. I don't believe in it. Through a peer-to-peer monetization like a Patreon or OnlyFans, whatever y'all are into. OnlyFans isn't a bad thing, by the way. People got to make their living. But point being, if there's advertisers or people that want to promote things, that's where I would choose to generate revenue. Even the jersey buy-ins, it either goes to the National MS Society or there's maybe a buck or two built in to cover my time or shipping or whatever. It's not, you know, I'm not buying $8 hats, charging all $25 and telling you I'm creating a culture. That's not what I'm doing, okay? It's more an appreciation and a thank you to all of you for supporting the platform and what I'm doing. When I began this, it was fun. It still is fun to me, and I want to start getting back to the fun. And again, I want to have many of you, men, women, just sit down with you, engage in conversation. Absolutely, we can talk about softball, but I want to talk about other things as well. What interests you, where you're from. That is my favorite part about all of this. Not only in my experience alone, but starting the platform, the podcast, which I'm going back to those roots. I've always been interested in the people that I've met and been thankful for the people that I've met, good, bad, or otherwise, in my now near 20 years in the game that we all love, slow pitch softball. That's where I'm at. Want to have those conversations. I mean, obviously not political, because that's not what this forum is, but just, again, getting to know you, what interests you, and let others get to know you as well. That's what lights me up. That's what excites me. That's what I want to do going forward. If that's your cup of tea, great. If it's not, thank you for listening. I wish you nothing but well. Again, I don't do this for the downloads. I don't do this for the attention. It's a byproduct, which I am thankful for, and it's humbling, and it's crazy at times to see the reach, and also, again, legality-wise, where someone else tries to monetize something that is yours. I mean, put yourself in my shoes. Whatever it is you guys do, whether it's for your living or you have a passion, whether it's art or crafts or whatever that you do just to help others, you know what I mean? Just like help pass the time, or if, you know, you do, you know, something that you just like giving away, but then you find out people are flipping it on you and trying to make a buck off of you with not even your permission. It's also just not what you stand for. That doesn't work for me. I know those who know me well and those getting to know me through the sound of my voice or as we converse in person at a tournament or a game or at the grocery store, if we run into each other, whatever. That's not why I do this. It's not to monetize anything. I don't, you know, that's not why I do it. I don't do it for the downloads. I mean, again, transparency, what cracks me up, and though I love the look on the face where people will ask, and even advertisers, you know, which I've been thankful for, people have reached out with interest in advertising. They'll ask me for my analytics. I look them in the eye and I have no idea. It's not why I do it. I do it because I enjoy conversing with you all. I enjoy creating conversation later or joking around, whether it's a hot dog reviews, the twisted teas, you know, mustard only, no coast is the best coast. It's humbling to see, you know, something that I've created and you've all helped me create reach where it has. I mean, bless those, you know, the Guzzler / 22 Too Many guys. I've seen people post pictures where they're stationed now elsewhere in the world and they're standing there with their buddies or their family, and they're holding a no-coast koozie that I passed out at some point, you know, in the past year or so. And I'm like, damn, my koozie's in Germany. Like, that trips me out. It's humbling. It's awesome. And I thank you all for the support. And I hope you still enjoy what I decide to do going forward. Also, some ruined it for others, where at a certain point, my kindness has been confused for weakness, and that doesn't really work for me. So, you know, mix in a please. Let's just start using manners with each other. Let's start there. Hey, can you please post this on your page? Or can you please share this? Or would you please do this? I mean, I try and say please to you all. So, hey, please send me the info or whatever. Like, let's just be adults to each other. Let's be people to each other. Agree, disagree, otherwise. I mean, it's just... social media in general is just wearing on me. Like, I'm going to start directing my content to the website. If you want to come there, great. It's totally up to you. But that's where it's going to be. Like, Facebook is trash. The only thing it's good for is that I'm able to keep in contact. It's like the world's best Rolodex. That's only, you know, more of it is just surface, just sharing silly things or whatever. And I enjoy those. I don't agree or disagree with anybody I'm talking to. Like, both wings, same bird if we're talking politics. But your opinion's your opinion. You're entitled to it. It's your page. But I can also use mine as I see fit. So that's what I'm going to start doing. If that's not your thing, totally fine. I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything. I thank you for checking out what you have. And see you down the road. You know? There's nothing to buy other than maybe a shirt or a hat here and there. And if you do, thank you. If you don't, it's okay too. But people saying, gimme, 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 I'm just over it. And I won't even go down the rabbit hole of Facebook in general. Just, you know, it used to be a timeline. Now it's a news feed. And instead of seeing things in order, I feel bad too that I miss things. That I see things days later that I was like, shit, I really wanted to engage with that or share that or get more awareness to that. But, you know, it's an algorithm. It's not a timeline. So, whatever. That's my soapbox. I'll put it away. Again, thank you all. I know this episode really wasn't about softball, but going forward, it's going to be a byproduct because, again, the most interesting thing about softball for me is the people that I've met along the way, and look forward to talking to you, even if we've known each other for years. What I find is awesome, like, I'll give you an example, Austin Chambers. I've known the kid for like 10 years. We sat down and I still learned something from him. And there's many others like that as well, and I'm looking forward to more. I owe Dwight Sheridan a podcast. He and I keep missing each other. He and I both know it's not intentional. It's hilarious to both of us right now. It's like we're coming up on a year or so. Dwight, before Halloween 2021, we will get our podcast done. We'll sit down. We'll have a good chat. And thank you again, guys. But that's kind of just where I'm at. It's early. Brain's not working very well, so it was kind of a rant. But I appreciate you always listening to the rant. And if you don't want to listen to the rant, you hit stop a long time ago. Hey, it's fine too. Be good to each other. No coast is the best coast. I'm out.